the level of crispness wasn't where it was necessarily last Monday? You blame that on the wind, or?
No, I thought today was much better than yesterday. Yesterday was really kind of a, you know, took getting back used to because we gave him 5 days off. But I thought we were pretty sharp today.
John, what's the thinking behind Quentin Jammer?
You know, just another guy to come in and compete, you know, that's got some skins on the wall where he's played. He's played corner. You know, he'll have some versatility with us. We're going to try him a little bit at safety as well. And, you know, in this league with the multiple wide receiver sets, he'll give us some flexibility. You know, he's a bigger, more physical DB that we think can help us.
Is it great when you've just got a ton of competition at quarterback and safety?
Yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, you're trying to create competition. That's why you make moves in the offseason. You know, there's never the same faces from year to year. You know, but we'll be trying to improve our football team as we go to make it more competitive. And in turn, that makes us more competitive on the field on game day.
Coach, this is a pass-happy league, and a lot of tight ends emerging as move tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Julius Thomas having a good day out there today.
Yeah, yeah. Joel Dreesen had a little knee procedure scope done just to clean it up, get him ready for, you know, camp. And so it's been a, you know, a good deal for Julius in the sense that he gets more opportunities and more reps. And he's a guy that, you know, we have a good feeling about his abilities. And, you know, now it's just a matter of getting him in there. And this gives him a good opportunity.
How is Peyton different this year than last year?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, he'd be the best one to ask that, but, you know, he appears to be way more comfortable. You know, I think, you know, his arm appears to be a little stronger, more zip. That could be just understanding his receivers better and spitting the ball out quicker. So I think, you know, just overall familiarity with what we're doing.
And how hard is Wes Welker working to try to catch up and fit in?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just learning a new language. I mean, Wes has, you know, been arguably the most productive slot receiver in the league over the last 5 years, so. It's not a matter of abilities. It's just learning our system, you know, some of the nuances of that, and he's working very hard at it.
How'd the golf outing go, Coach?
It was good. You know, it's a life sport. You know, some of these guys never played before, and you know, so it's really a team building exercise where guys get to, you know, spend a little time with a teammate and get to know him better.
Who was horrible?
Probably. A lot of them. A lot of us, maybe, is a better way.
Your game must be pretty good. I hear no. You play up at Edgewood this year.
Are you
going to play in the Celebrity Championship?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am. I've gotten invited, I think, for some time now. But being when I was on the East Coast, it was a little bit harder trip to make. From here, it's not quite so bad.
Derek Wolf is a name that keeps coming up. What were your expectations for him in year two?
Well, he had a tremendous rookie year, you know, maybe didn't have the numbers that, you know, some people grade that off of, but he played very well, very steady for us in all phases as far as run and pass, and, you know, he'll just get, you know, better this year, and I've already seen some growth, you know, in these OTA periods. Well, he's coming along, you know, we're going to be very cautious when the doctors give him the full go ahead, he'll be doing everything, but he's been out here, he's been in the meetings, and, you know, he's on top of it.
Off the field, how has Peyton taken on even a bigger leadership role now that he seems more comfortable?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, he's, you know, a natural leader already. I mean, it's nothing we did. I mean, he's had that for some time. But, you know, getting to know his teammates better obviously helps. You know, he does a couple things. He did a couple things last year, you know, camaraderie-type building things. So without going into great detail, he's definitely stepping up that way.
How's Nate Irving look through 5 days of OTAs at the league?
Good. You know, he's a guy that was a third-round draft pick that, you know, really, in Nate's defense, has not had a great opportunity yet. So he'll get that this year, and I see, you know, great growth in him already.